You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom wrestled with this angel. She mentions that the angel realized that he cannot defeat him. So, Vayar Kilo Yaholo, he's powerless. So then we see all of a sudden a very surprising reaction that he hurt his thigh, the Git Hanashe. So now, here the problem is, if the angel believes that he cannot harm him, but he did harm him, no?
He wanted to kill him, he couldn't.
No, he says that he is not able to overcome him, but he did, he hurt him. No?
Yes.
So what does that mean? He says he was not able to do it, but he did it. Now, I'm going to say it in English now, one more time. The angel says that he realized he cannot overcome him. So what does that mean?
He couldn't overcome him, but he could overcome his generations in the future.
What is the difference?
The difference is that him is Yaakov.
So what's the difference between Yaakov and when that is going to take place? So if, like according to the insight, either the supporters or supporters of the Torah or the children, this has nothing to do with Yaakov? No? Yes? The angel says that he realized he cannot harm him, but he harmed him.
Physically harmed him, not the spiritual.
Physically? So that's what he's saying. He says he realized he was not able to do it, right?
Yes, but how did he do that? What was the question? How he did that?
So that's what we're trying to find out. Well, I'm sure you have an answer for it. No? Who defeat who?
Angel defeat Yaakov Avinu.
But it says he noticed that he cannot defeat him. Doesn't it says in the Torah?
But he did in actual way. Because if he hurt him, that means he won.
So why is he saying he realized that he cannot defeat him?
We don't find the answer.
No, is it clear or you understand?
Yeah.
What, I don't understand, what's the difference? What's the difference? When it says, or in the cases that one is not able to knock somebody down, so what is going to do?
The same one that as Esau got angels overdumping him and he was fighting the angels.
Who was fighting the angel?
Esau.
So, what does that mean? It says here that the angel... Angel is wrestling with Yaakov. So the angel says that he realized he cannot overcome him.
He cannot overcome the angel of Yaakov.
No, it's not angel of Yaakov. It's Yaakov itself. No, it says he wrestling with the angel. There's no angel. It's angel and Yaakov.
Yaakov, but he was trying to reach the angel of Yaakov. He couldn't.
No, he says, Lo Yachol Lo, him. No, he's wrestling with Yaakov. What angel? Where is the angel of the Yaakov? But they're fighting. They're fighting.
He was fighting with him, not with the angel. He could not touch the angel.
Two scenarios in the same situation, overcoming a different scenario. That God hurt him is different scenario. He got beat up with the angel because he hurt him, but it would not overcome him. It's something else that I couldn't find the answer.
No, we need an answer. So you can you please find the answer?
What's the answer? If he didn't hurt him, if he didn't hurt him at all, then it must be a blessing.
But here, see,
must be something that
we have a reminder that he was hurt. Gid on a shay, till today, you cannot have it on the table.
He was a he couldn't touch his spiritual, couldn't touch, but the physical, yes.
So if he heard them, wherever he heard them, and we learned that whatever that the outcome in future is going to be children, or as we see today, the supporter of the Torah. So that means it's not physical, it's something spiritual. So he did hear them. So, if it's a physical, so that means he heard them. It has nothing to do with the future, so that means he heard them. It's not physical. So, if it's not physical...
When you say, oh, if that didn't overcome him, that means he couldn't break his enough. He fight the last breath that he had, Yaakov Avinu. That's what it is. But he got beat up by the angel, by hurting him. So, he was actually, the angel won.
So that means your emunah is not going to do anything for you. If you have emunah, but you're still going to get hurt.
He was hurt physically.
He was hurt physically because he was solea. He was.
Yeah.
So he was hurt physically.
So why he deserved to get hurt?
Because he put himself in that situation.
No, there's a contradiction here. When he says he cannot get into him and he cannot overcome him, so that means he's perfect. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing he can find.
No, that means he didn't left. He didn't. Yaakov Avinu didn't surrender to him. You know, he didn't left. That not that.
Yaakov, what did he do?
With the angel, the wrestler, his emunah was so strong that he didn't left. He stayed the last breath until he heard him.
So if he has such a strong emunah, so why should be hurt? So what emunah is going to do for you? If it's not protective, so don't have emunah. If you're telling me Yaakov has such a strong emunah, but still he was hurt.
No, the emunah sometimes it doesn't overcome the situation.
No?
Still, no.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
No, for years we're telling people to have emunah.
So you have emunah, but that doesn't mean that it's finished at that point. It takes longer time to overcome it.
Overcome what?
Whatever the situation is.
No, if you have a munah, so that means you're strong, you have hope, you're happy, no?
Yes.
The lights never go off.
No, you have a munah, it doesn't mean that you're happy.
No?
No.
Really? What day is today? Sunday. Emunah doesn't mean you have your no?
No, of course.
No? You have to have another class. Yeah, you have to talk to the lawyer. No, they have a lot of classes. Beautiful. Very nice. So now here is an interesting point that is brought that, you know, in Yom Kippurim, we have a process to make the day productive. So we have to bring two korban. So there is a goat that is brought for Hashem, there's a goat for Azazel. So now, why we bring a goat for Hashem?
To thank Hashem.
As a sacrifice.
Yes.
So now, why you bring a goat for Azazel?
Sins.
For the sins.
Who share?
He has to be happy too.
He has to be happy and to say, put it away.
You have to bribe him.
Yeah.
You have to bribe him. So now, let's say they run out of goats. There's no goats. So only one. There's only one goat. So the Yom HaKippurim can be accomplished?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. It's simple. Because you need to give his share to go away.
Yeah.
So if you don't give his share, so that means he's not satisfied, and then what would be the outcome?
He makes satani, he makes
right. Right. Then he will make a trick. He will make problem. So now here we see in life many times we have such a difficult timing to accept, you know, something that is very challenging. Like, let's say something drops and breaks, right? So you get upset. No, it very frustrates you. Or let's say you're waiting for the 9th person to come for the minyan to see Kaddish. It's very mind-boggling, you know, because you already text them 50 times and call them 20 times, you know. So then it becomes very aggravating. Or let's say somebody ignores you, disrespects you, right? Yeah. So now here, there's a beautiful point here that we see. The angel of the Saf says, I cannot find any opening here. There's no opening. It's so complete. Vayar, who's in Vayar? He's searching everywhere. Yaakov Avinu Shalom, they put him under X-ray, you know, to see if he can find something. So no, there's nothing. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to hurt him in a different way. I cannot get into him, so now, as we explained, so there's other options. But let's say there was something that Yaakov Shalom would let go, right? Just like the goat for the Azazel. Would the children lay there, or the other side effect would come about?
No.
No, it would not. According to this, we see it would not come about.
Yeah.
So now here we learn a very, very important matter, that the system that Ibn Shalom brought about, the project that we deal with, that he always wants to share. That doesn't mean that to see the goat after, as I said, to go through this is not a pleasant thing. But that's what he satisfies him. So in life, many times, things go wrong. So now, you have a choice. So, ay, 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 what's going on here? Why are you doing this to me? What did I do to you? So then, you take it very harsh, right? Or you have a choice in it. You know what? This is the share after Mr. Floni and Shalom and Israel. And that's it. That's it. So now here is about a very beautiful point that we see all of a sudden the angel gives Yaakov Avinu a new birth certificate. What his name become?
Israel.
So where did he get this name? I know you can name him many things: Gideon, Shimshon. There's lots of other names. Why this name? He felt that deserves Yaakov Avinu. So anytime Elohim, fine. Yeah. Ah, beautiful. John? Yeah. So now, let's do a little project here. Yaakov Avinu, his numeric value. What is it, Yaakov?
182.
182, Chazak Baruch, 182. So now, at Satan. Satan, how many is it? 600,
359.
No.
Satan, Shin, 300.
How many?
359.
Beautiful. 359. Now add 359 with 182. 182 plus 359. How many? You have a calculator?
182 plus 359.
541. 541. Beautiful. So now add Israel. How many you get?
541.
Oh, Chazak Baruch. Chazak Baruch. So here, I'm visible inside. That means when Yaakov Avinu Shalom had this battle, and then the appointed angel of the South Sea cannot get into him, so he said, you deserve this name. Why? Because I became part of you. You took me as a gift to your name, because you overruled me. So here we see that Yaakov Avinu Shalom is not just by accident his name became Israel. Because he took the Satan, and then he made such a bracha out of it. Now, the message here is, every circumstance in life, any difficulty in life, any headache in life, any yisurim in life, it can be bracha to be added to you. Just like Yaakov Avinu Shalom took this angel and added to himself and made such a beautiful name out of it, you are able to every difficulty in life to grab that situation and add it to you as a blessing.
It's present.
Yeah.
You can give it to
exactly. It's a matana. It's a matana that you can bring about such a shefa for yourself. Yeah, and Baruch Hashem, you have so many, many, many choices. So many choices during the day. An opportunity to add and add and add to your name, blessing after blessing.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.